Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
很高兴能够再一次，来到这里跟大家一同来聚会，一同来享受这么丰富的晚餐。
I'm so pleased that once again I could come together to enjoy the hearty meal and also this rich fellowship with you.
这是过去四年来我第三年到你们这里来吃这个感恩节大餐。
This is the third time in the past 4 years that I could come over to enjoy this great Thanksgiving dinner.
我发现你们这菜做得越来越好啊。
And I feel that your meals seem to get getting better and better.
但是我好像我的胃口就越来越小啊。
But somehow my appetite has become smaller and smaller.
因为你知道我这个年龄大了，然后又有点中厚，所以又不敢吃太多。
As you know that I'm getting old and seems that my weight is getting heavier, so I really don't dare to eat too much.
但是我看到这么多年轻人在这里，我看他们应该吃得很痛快啊。
But here I see so many young people. I suppose they really have a great time here.
我们实在感谢主能够叫我们能够在这个节日的时候，我们有一起来聚集。
I really thank the Lord that in this holiday that we could all come together.
刚才我们的弟兄领诗歌说，叫我里面很阿闷的，我们最欢喜的就是有主在我们里面活着。
The brother who just led us to sing the hymn, and what he said really makes me so joyful is that the Lord lives in us.
我不知道你心中有什么特别你要感谢神的。
And that's the thing I really amen to what he said. And here, I don't know what are the things in your heart that you're so grateful for.
不知道你昨天晚上有没有半夜起来去抢到什么东西叫你很开心
？I don't know. Maybe last night at midnight you got up and probably you grabbed some really good stuff.
但是我实在觉得你抢到的这个东西有的时候并不一定真正给你很真正的开心。
However, this is my deep feeling. Whatever you got last night may not be the thing that could make you really happy.
因为再过两个月的时候，你就发现这个东西啊，你上当了。
Because probably in 2 months you say, this is something I shouldn't have bought. I was taken in.
因为现在价钱更便宜了。
Because the price has become even cheaper.
但是我们感谢主，今天如果有耶稣在你的心里面。你里面就能够感谢，而且你今天感谢，明天感谢，到十年以后你还会感谢。
But we thank the Lord that today if the Lord Jesus is in your heart, you will be thankful today, tomorrow, even years beyond today. You'll be thankful.
邀请我今天晚上跟大家来分享耶稣基督的福音。
And brothers asked me to share tonight with you all on the gospel of Jesus.
所以我就不敢讲福音以外太多的东西。
So then I wouldn't dare to talk about anything except our Lord Jesus.
好不好？我们翻开两处的圣经，请先翻开哥林多前书第二章。
So we will be reading two passages of the Bible. First Corinthians chapter 2.
这是保罗他讲他对于福音的传讲的一个态度。
Now this is what Paul says about the attitude to preach the gospel.
哥林多前书第二章，我们从第一节看到第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, we will read from verse 1 to 9.
如果你没有圣经的，就请听我们来读。
If you do not have a Bible with you, then you just listen to us. We will read verses first in English, in Chinese, and then in English.
哥林多前书第二章第一节开始。
Chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the mystery of God.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语 乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
That your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
然而，在完全人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not of the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
But we speak the wisdom of God in mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory.
这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But as it is written,Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him.
第二处是希伯来书第九章第二十七节。
The second passage is in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
很简单的一节。
Just one verse.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
A very simple verse, it goes, And as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this, the judgment.
刚才我们所读的《哥林多前书》这一段话
The passage we just read in 1 Corinthians
是最伟大的传福音者保罗他的一点的心声。
Is the heartfelt feeling of the greatest evangelist Paul.
他说我到你们当中我不知道别的我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He says, among you I knew nothing else except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他说我从前到你们那里并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘这个奥秘可以说是神的见证。
He said that when I came to you, I did not come with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring to you the mystery of God. And this mystery of God could be said the testimony of God.
那第四节这里就是说，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
And here we see in verse 4, And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
然后他在这里说，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Then Paul said here that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你读过这些话的时候你有什么感觉
Brothers and sisters, I don't know when you read all these verses, what's your take on this? What's your feeling?
哦，他说他不是用智慧的话。
Here Paul said he did not speak in the excellence of a speech or wisdom.
啊，今天我想在座的，哦，我看你们这里的年轻人个个好像样子都很聪明。
And I look at all of you sitting here, especially young people, every single one of you look so intelligent.
Oh, 我看你们都是要预备进名校的啊。
And I suppose you're all prepared to go to some famous school.
Yeah, 我不知道为什么，哦，我发现我们这些中国弟兄姊妹的孩子啊，个个都很聪明。
And I really don't know why, but I do realize that it seems that all the children of Chinese brothers and sisters are so smart, each one of them.
不知道是不是你们家里有很多这个 Tiger Mom 在那。
And I don't know if there you have so many Tiger Mom.
所以就搞到你们不聪明也得聪明。
So it turned out that even though you're not smart, you have been made smart.
但是我们在这里看到，其实保罗当时是一个最有智慧的人。
Actually, as we understand that Paul in his days was the wisest person.
你们进名校，保罗进的是名校当中的名校。
If you go to a famous prestigious school, then Paul must have gone to the most famous of all the prestigious schools.
他是在加马列门下，当时最出名的拉比底下受教的。
He was taught by the most famous rabbi in those days, Gamaliel.
我想现在这样的老师已经很少了。
I really don't think we would see so many teachers like this nowadays.
但是他说我到你们当中不用智慧委婉的言语。
However, Paul said, when I came to you, I did not use the persuasive words of human wisdom.
因为他发现当时的这些法利赛人他们很有智慧他们不会用。
Because Paul realized that those Pharisees, although they were very intelligent, but they did not know how to use their wisdom.
比如在路加福音第十二章54-57节那里有一段话，主就对这些法利赛人讲。
Now in Luke chapter 12, verse 54-57, our Lord Jesus said this to these Pharisees.
他说你们这些人呢、啊，看见西边起了云彩，就说要下一阵雨了，果然。就有。
The Lord Jesus says that whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say a shower is coming, and so it is.
说起了南风呢，就说哦将要燥热，也就有了。
And when you see the south wind blow, you say there will be hot weather, and there is.
然后就对这些法利赛人说，你们这些假冒为善的人呐、啊，你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这个时候呢？
So Jesus said to these Pharisees, hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time?
说你们又为何不自己审量什么是合理的呢？
Yes, and why even of yourselves do you not judge what is right?
就是他们这些人很聪明，他们看到天气一变就知道有什么事情要发生了。
So these Pharisees, they were so smart. The moment they saw there's a change of the sky, they knew immediately something was going to happen.
但是他们却做很多不合理的事情。
However, these Pharisees did so many things that are not reasonable.
你知道最后把耶稣钉在十字架上的就是这些人。
Do you know, in the end, who were those who actually crucified the Lord Jesus? It's these Pharisees.
所以保罗在他们当中说，我来到你们当中不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用神大能的明证。
Therefore, Paul said, when I came to you, I did not use the persuasive words of wisdom, but simply you demonstrated the power, spirit and power.
因为这里又讲到地，他说不是讲到地上的智慧。
And here again, Paul said he was not talking about the earthly wisdom.
我知道你们这些人都是很有智慧的、啊、
I know all of you have so much wisdom.、
啊、你知道我是从旧金山来的、啊、
I came from San Francisco.、
啊、你知道我们那边呢，这两个月以前有一个很有智慧的人死掉了。
Do you know that just 2 months ago, in our area there was this a wise person died?
你知道这个人是谁啊？
Do you know who this one is?
就是搞这个东西的。
That's the one who was an expert in this.
啊，这个人实在是有智慧啊。
Yes, indeed. He really had this wisdom.
哦，那我就后来发现，什么叫做智慧？
So I'm asking this question, what is wisdom?
他搞这个智慧手机啊，这个smartphone 啊。
Because he invented this smartphone.
啊，这个，你就发现，这个人看来这个智慧呢，就是不单只是一些知识，而且这个知识呢可以来用。
So wisdom is not only knowledge, but also the knowledge that's useful could be applied.、
啊能够解决很多的问题
，which can solve so many problems
啊！你咚一下子，这东西都出来了啊
！with just some punching and all the stuff would come show up。
哎呀，他这搞一些很有智慧的东西出来，你现在你跟他讲讲话，他要跟你讲话的，我这个是新的啊。
So he came up with all these gadgets that are so smart, and if I talk to this phone, he can actually reply.
Yeah.你告诉他做什么，他就做什么。
If you give it the command and it's simply
followed, 没有人跟你讲话，你跟他讲话，他会跟你 talk you back。 talk back to you.
And if you talk to it, it will talk back to you.
所以你说这个智慧为什么这么多人用它的东西呢？因为它的东西能够解决问题。
So you would understand why is it so many people want to buy his product? Because his product can solve your problem.
能够实用。
It's so practical.
这个叫做人的智慧，能够有用。
This is called human wisdom, which is applicable.
但是保罗在这里说，我不用这些智慧的话。
However, Paul said here, I do not use wisdom like that.
因为真正的智慧是什么呢？
Because what is the true wisdom?
真正的智慧是解决你们当中最大的问题。
The true wisdom is one that will solve the greatest problem of yours.
这些东西只能够解决地面上你以为是问题的问题。
All other things can only solve the problems which you think those things are your problems in this world.
因为这些问题你搞了以后会产生更多的问题。
Because after you resolve all these problems, they will issue in even more problems.
尤其像我们这个年纪的人、
啊、Especially for people of our age.
啊，我一有问题了，我就打电话给我那些年轻的弟兄，请他来帮忙，因为我搞不定这些这么有智慧的东西。
Whenever I have a problem, I will call some of the young brothers in my congregation and ask them to help me, you know, solve this problem because I simply don't know how to tackle with it.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们。
However, Paul said it here.
他说，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事之前预先使我们得荣耀的。
Paul said that we speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages for our glory.
说这个智慧在世上有权有位的，没有一个人知道。
So none of the rulers of the age knew this wisdom.
如果要知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
他说我在这里所讲的不是世上人的智慧。
Paul says that the wisdom I'm talking about here is not the earthly wisdom.
也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
Nor is it the wisdom of this age, of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing, who are perishing.
那这个人看为他是这个世代最有智慧的人，但他现在悲悲惨惨的到阴间去了。
This person might be deemed as the sage, the most, the wisest person in the world, but now he simply goes down to the pit sorrowfully.
可能很多人为他所做的东西疯狂、哦、半夜去排队。
Maybe so many people will be so crazy about the person who created all the smartphones. Even they would have got up at midnight to try to buy them.
但是他没有办法解决他自己的问题。
However, he could not solve his own problems.
因为今天人面对最大的问题不是人与人当中的问题。
Because the greatest problem that men face today is not the problem among people.
也不是你跟你父母的问题。
Nor is the problem between you and your parents.
不是你跟你老板的问题。
Nor is the problem between you and your boss.
也不是你们夫妻当中的问题。
Nor is the marital problem.
今天人最大的问题是人跟神当中的问题。
Today man's greatest problem is a problem between man and God.
真正的智慧是什么呢？
Then what is the true wisdom?
就是解决人与神当中的问题。
That's the wisdom that could solve the problem between man and God.
所以当时主耶稣责备这些法利赛人，你们这些假冒为善的人，你们看着天色你们都知道是要下雨了或者天热了，你们为什么不知道现在是什么时候？
Therefore the Lord Jesus rebuked those Pharisees that you can discern the face of the sky and you would sense that it's going to rain or the weather is going to change. Why you cannot discern at this time?
你没有办法解决你们自己最大的问题。
Because you cannot solve your greatest problem.
刚才我们所读的第二处的圣经是在希伯来书第九章二十七节。
And the second passage will be read in Hebrews 9:27.
说按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
It's appointed for man to die once, and afterward judgment.
各位，这一节圣经 可以说是圣经当中里面最严肃的一章。
Friends, this verse is the most serious verse among all the Bible.
叫很多人读嘛都不舒服。
A lot of people read it and don't feel comfortable.
听了都不喜欢。
When they hear it, they don't like it.
刚才吃了这么饱，听了这句话以后就有点消化不良了。
And since you're so stuffed, but after you hear this verse, maybe you probably will have this indigestion.
但是我为什么要讲这节圣经呢？
But why is it that I have to tell you about this verse?
因为你们请我来讲是讲福音呢。
Because you invited me here to share this gospel.
福音就是好消息。
And the gospel simply means the good news.
如果你在这件事情上面你不能面对的话，你就没有办法面对得到好消息。
If you cannot faith in this matter, then you'll not be able to receive any good tidings.
因为在这里就把我们人的心思意念带到一个对我们来讲最重要的事情上面。
Because this verse leads our minds and thoughts into the most serious, most important matter.
因为在这里讲到说按着定命。
Because the verse says, is destined.
这里说是神的法律 God's law.
Here it speaks of God's law.
是神所定规的一个定律。
It's destined by God. This
这个定律呢有两部分。
And this law consists of two parts.
一个部分是什么呢？
What's the first part?
就是人会死。
That is, man will die.
这件事情你们不喜欢听，但是你们没有人在这里可以辩论的。
Even though you might not like to hear this, but nobody can rebuke this very fact.
就是世界上最有智慧的人，最有权柄的人，他也没有办法不接受这个事实。
Even the wisest, the most powerful person in this world cannot help but accept the very fact.
但这个定律还有第二部分。
However, there is the second part of this law.
就是死后却有审判。
That is the judgment after death.
如果你能够在神的定规第一条律法那里逃掉的话，
Even though you might escape from the first part of God's law,
你也可以逃掉第二条法律。如果你可以逃掉死，你就可以逃掉第二条。
If you're able to escape this death, then you're able to escape the second part of this law.
但如果你不能够逃掉第一条，
However, if you're not able to avoid the first one,
第二条也要在你身上发生。
The second part of this law will surely occur to you.
你会不会死呢？
Will you die?
你会不会受审判呢？
Will you be judged?
我们很多时候不喜欢听，不喜欢讲这件事情。
Sometimes we really don't like to hear this, nor do we want to talk about it.
但是这是一个具体对我们每一个人身上都要发生的事情。
But this is something so concrete, so tangible. This is something that's going to happen to each one of us.
当我们要讲到福音的时候，
So whenever we talk about this gospel,
我们首先要面对这个事情。
The very first thing we need to do is to face this fact.
因为这是神讲的话。
Because this is God's word.
你知道圣经里面告诉我们很多的话。
You know the Bible has uttered so many words.
你相信这些话，这些话是真的。
If you believe all these words are true.
这些是事实。
These are facts.
你不相信这些的话。
However, if you do not believe these words.
也不因为你不相信这些话，这些事情就不是事实。
These things.Will still be the fact, even though you don't believe it.
永远是事实。
These facts are facts.
圣经告诉我们一件事。
The Bible teaches us this.
就是有神。
That there is God.
你信有神也好，你不信有神好，事实是有神。
Whether you believe there is God or you don't believe there is God, but the very fact is there is God.
好像空中有一个太阳。
It's just like there is the sun in the air.
如果一个瞎子，你对他说有太阳，他说他不信。
If you say this to a blind person, there is the sun in the air, in the sky, and he doesn't believe it.
这件事情不因为瞎子看不见而不存在。
However, the very fact the sun exists, simply holds true, even though the blind person does not believe it.
圣经还告诉我们一个事实。
And then the Bible also teaches another truth.
你们更不爱听。
This is something you even don't want to hear it more. That is, man has sin.
你信人有罪也好。
Whether you believe man has sin or not.
你不信人有罪也好。
Either way.
但这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
圣经里面讲得非常的清楚。
And this is so clearly stated in the Bible.
请听我读以赛亚书64章第六节。
Please allow me to read Isaiah 64:6.
以赛亚书64章你们不用翻了，听我来读就好了。
Isaiah 64, you don't have to get to the verse, I'll read them to you.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
Isaiah 64:6 But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away.
圣经我再你们再听我读，也是你们不喜欢听的。
Now listen to it again, something again.
耶利米书第十七章第九第十节。
Jeremiah 17.
第九第十节。
Not verses 9 and 10.
说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能测透呢？我耶和华是神，是鉴察人心。试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他所做的结果报应他。
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperate to the wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord God, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings.
我既然读圣经，我就再读一段。
Well, since I'm reading you the passages, I would like to read one more.
马可福音。
The Gospel according to Mark.
这里是讲到主耶稣又是对这些当时这个法利赛人他们所讲的话。
Now here again is the exchange between Jesus and Pharisees in his days. Chapter.
马可福音第七章第一到第三节这里说。
Mark.Chapter 7, verse 1 to 3.
说有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来，耶稣那里聚集，他们曾看见耶稣的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭。
Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders.
我们再看十四十五节。
And we will now read verse 14 and verse 15.
耶稣又对众耶稣又叫众人来对他们说，你们都要听我的话，也要明白，说从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的才能污秽人。
When he had called all the multitude to himself, he said to them, Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters the man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him.These are the things that defile man.
然后我们再看二十到二十三节。
Now we're going to read verse 20 to 23.
又说从人里面出来的那才能污秽人，因为从里面就是从人心里发出恶念、酒和偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、妒忌、放毒、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来的， 且能污秽人。
And he said, What comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, and evil eye. Blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man.
证明是耶稣当时是跟这些文士法院算是当时道德水平很高的人在这里谈话。
Here Jesus was talking to those Pharisees and scribes of the people. Those are deemed as having high morality.
因为当时这些人非常的自以为义的这些人。
These were the people who were so self-righteous.
啊、哦，他说看到你的门徒吃饭以前没有像我们那个规矩仔细的洗手，哦，这个是犯了律法。
And they said to Jesus, I saw your disciples. Before they ate, they did not wash their hands according to the ceremonial law, so they have transgressed the law.
然后第十五节耶稣就说了。
And then verse 15, Jesus
说
said,
你们吃东西呢有的时候啊这个应该是洗手的脏了一点。但如果你吃了脏了一点东西呢说从外面进去的就你吃的这当中不能够污秽人。唯有从里面出来的才能污秽人。
Jesus said, Yes, when you eat a bread, you're supposed to wash your hands, even though, you know, your hands are a bit, dirty. But see, there is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile him.
所以二十一节就说，因为从里面出来的，就是从人心里发出来的，恶念、酒和偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪，都到一大堆。
And Jesus says that what comes out of a man, that defiles man. And he gave the whole list of all these things, such as adultery, evil thoughts, fornication, and so on.
这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
All these things come from within and defile man.
在这里讲什么呢？
What is that Jesus was talking about?
耶稣不是叫我们吃饭以前不要洗手吗？
Jesus is not saying don't wash your hands before eating.
耶稣在这里特别借着这一个问跟答来启发我们认识更深的一层的道理。
Now through these questions and answers, Jesus is trying to enlighten us to get to know the deeper meaning of this.
你吃了一点脏东西，你等一下就把它挖掉，挖到茅厕里面去了。
Yes, even though you eat some dirty things, according to the passage, that the food will soon be eliminated.
但是从你里面发出来的东西，
But,
这个才能够污秽人。
Things that come out from within, they do defile you.
这些的东西，今天，这是两千年前所讲的话，到今天。还是在那里同样的啊是真的。
These words spoken 2,000 years ago still are true today.
你知道有的时候呢我在会所就收到我外边进来的一些东西。
Now, sometimes I will receive some, mailers from, outside sent to my congregation.
我这个有一张呢是写的叫做 a crime clock.
Here I have some,
犯罪的时钟。
Here I have something called crime clock.
这个是美国的受害者的中心寄来的。
This is sent by the Center of Victim of Crime.
它告诉我们什么呢？
What does the article say?
它说现在在美国呢，每21秒就有这个凶暴的罪案。
Here in the States,For every 21 seconds, some crime committed.
就是 violent.
Some violence committed.
说每31秒呢，有一个凶杀。
Every 31 seconds, there is a murder committed.
每分钟有一次抢劫。
And for every minute, there is a robbery.
每四秒钟有一次有人偷你的东西。
For every 4 seconds, there is this.Larceny.
然后呢14秒呢有人会破你的门去偷偷盗。
For every 14 seconds, there is a burglary.
25秒呢，就有人偷你的车。
For every 25 seconds, there is a car theft.
说每分钟有 1.3 个女性被强奸。
For every minute, 1.3 women would be raped.
然后呢，他说每两分钟
every 2 minutes
有一个人是因为醉酒撞车而伤害人。
Every two minutes, a person would kill another because of the driving while intoxicated.
然后呢，是告每一天呢
，every day
有两个人在上班的时候给谋杀，有三个人上班的时候给人家击打。
Two people while at work were murdered. Three people while at work were attacked.
从礼拜一上班以前你要小心一
点。Therefore, before you go to work on Monday, be careful.
这个是所谓犯罪的时钟，这个是美国这个政府一个中心寄来给我的。
Now, this is why it's called crime clock and sent to me by the Center of Victims of Crime.
就是要来提醒我们说你们在教会里面的你要为他们祷告啊。
It simply reminds us that, you know, you should pray for them at church.
在这里讲到什么
？So here, what are we talking about?
圣经里面说世人都犯了罪。
The Bible teaches all have sinned.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
今天我们自以为我们很好。
Today we feel we are pretty good.
但是圣经里面说你们的义像污秽的衣服。
However, the Bible teaches that your righteousness are like filthy rags.
说如果你这个人不对
，So if you as a person is not right before God，
如果你这个人不干净
，If you are filthy，
你这个手是脏的，你拿一块糖，这个糖也弄脏了。
Then if your hand is dirty when you take a piece of candy， the candy becomes dirty。
你如果你这个人是不对的
，If you are not a right person，
你自命谦卑。
Even though you feel you're very humble,
你是为了说原来他骄傲，去定别人骄傲。
Because simply because you want to condemn others, saying that they are proud.
你爱这个人，你却恨那个人。
You love this person, but you hate another.
你孝敬父母，你却敬别人不孝。
Well, you honor your parents, then you simply condemn others, saying they're not honoring their parents.
你所做的义行。好事，但是你里面掺杂着你里面的污秽。
You perform righteous acts, however, those acts are mingled with the filthiness.
你做的这些好的行为不能够遮盖你自己身上的羞耻，所以圣经里面说你像污秽的破布一样。
All your good deeds cannot cover your shamefulness. Therefore, the Bible says all your righteousness are like filthy rags.
你知道人类第一件的衣服是用什么材料做的吗
？Do you know what is the material of the first clothing in mankind？
啊，你们晓不晓得
？Does anybody know？
有没有人学这个 fashion design？
Anybody majors in fashion design？
你们在纽约这个很出名的啊。
Because this, I know this, there is a very famous school here。
第一个人用的 fabric 是什么东西
？What's the first fabric of man's clothing？
是什么？无花果树的叶子，对不对
？It's the leaves from fig trees, according to the Bible.
但是你知道，当天起凉风的时候，这些叶子一枯干就怎么样呢
？But you know that when the day is cool with the breeze, that the leaves would dry out.
说我们都像叶子渐渐枯干。刚才我们读的以赛亚书64:6。
So Isaiah 64:6, the verse we just read.We are like we all fade away like leaves.
我们靠我们自己的办法，我们没有办法遮盖我们的羞耻。
Now by our own means, we can never cover our own shame.
很多时候你孝敬父母，但是你又会发脾气，因为中国人说百日床前无孝子，对不对
？Although you honor your parents, but sometimes you just have a fit, as a Chinese proverb says that.Before sick parents in their sick bed, nobody can show his or her filial piety over 100 days.
你的意有多少的破洞？
So you could see how many holes are there in your righteousness.
所以你的意都是破烂的。
So there, your righteous acts are simply filthy fragments.
所以说，人像树叶子渐渐枯干。
So we're just like the leaves of the tree, we simply fade, wither away.
我们自以为行的，我们这些东西其实都是自以为是。
All things we've done actually are deemed righteous in our own eyes only.
我们自己有一点好的行为，我们就用我们这些好的行为去论断别人，说这个不行，那个不行。
If we do have certain good deeds, then we would, go to judge others, saying you're doing this wrong.
我们的枯干是因为叶子离开了无花果树。
The reason that we feel dry is because these leaves have left the fig tree.
我们离开了生命的源头。
Simply put, we have left the very source of life.
所以圣经告诉我们都像叶子渐渐枯干。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that we're just like leaves.
我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
And our iniquity is just like the wind that blows us away.
叫我们真正与神隔绝的不是别的，乃是我们的罪。
The very thing that separates us from God is no nothing else but our sin.
今天为什么人说没有神没有神呢？
Why is it today people say there's no God, there's no God?
因为有神他里面就睡不着觉了。
Because should there be God, he would not be able to sleep well.
因为圣经告诉我们，
Because the Bible tells us,
说我耶和华鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他所做的结果报应他。
Because the Bible says that I, the Lord, searches the heart, tests the mind, and I will give to everyone according to his ways and the fruit of his doing.
因为人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能测透呢？连你自己都不知道你自己有多坏。
Because even you yourself do not know how wicked you are. As the Bible says, man's heart is deceitful.Above all things, desperately wicked.
所以当人来到神跟前的时候，
So when men come before God,
我们只有说没有神，没有神。
We could only say there's no God, there's no God.
我们只有说没有审判，没有审判。
We could only say there's no judgment, there's no judgment.
我们只有说哦，人死如灯灭，人死就完了。
Well, we would just say when we die, it's just like the light goes out. That's the end of everything.
但是圣经的话告诉我们。
However, according to God's word,
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
We have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. The Bible teaches.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
It is appointed to man to die once, and after that, judgment.
你说你讲的这些的。哦，又棒毒啊，又恨恶啊，又奸淫啊，好像我都没有啊。
Well, then you would say, well, all these the evil things you talk about, slandering or fornication, and I don't do these things.
但是圣经里面有一件说的话，我想你很难逃。
But there is one thing spelled out in the Bible, I don't believe you're able to.Escape the condemnation.
报纸上看到一篇的文章。
Now one day I read an article in the newspaper.
是在华盛顿邮报讲的，说在麻州大学，有没有说 Massachusetts， 一个社会心理学的教授，他做一个研究，说撒谎在人际关系中扮演这个复杂的角色。
This is from AP, okay, and then the article says that there is a sociologist from University of Massachusetts, and he says that among men's interpersonal relationship, lying plays a very complicated role.
从他做一个实验的结果呢，说一般人每十分钟说两次谎。
The research says that, according to the experiment, for every 10 minutes, people would lie twice.
有些人呢，更连续说十个谎言。
Some people would even lie 10 times consecutively.
但是有个结果呢，他说呢，他说满口谎言的人呢、啊，通常比诚实的人呢、啊，他的人缘会更好。
And the result of the study is that those who constantly lie have a better interpersonal relationship than those who are honest.
然后这个费教授他又说呢
，And this professor says，
说是讲到谎言呢，大部分呢都是为了取悦别人。
When people lie, most of the time is to please others.
所以呢，就不干涉到国家安全或者这些战争的大事。
So this would not interfere with national security or any important political events.
所以呢，很多人就以为自己撒谎呢就无伤大雅，也不会害人。
So many people think that some lies would not matter much and it's no big deal.
但是许多研究结果的显示呢，最严重的谎言几乎都是出于善意的。
And according to the research, that the
most serious lie,
the gravest lie,
是出于善意 ，a good intention,
comes from this very good intention.
所以今天的人来讲，说谎话没有问题的。只要我不是恶意就不是要害人就好
了。So to most of the people, telling lies really doesn't mean anything as long as I'm not, evil. I do not have this evil intention.
但如果你从圣经的话来讲
，But according to the Bible,
在约翰福音里面告诉我们说魔鬼是说谎之人的父。
According to the Gospel of John, it says.Satan is the father of the liar.
说谎言的嘴为神所憎恶的。
The lying lips are abominable to God.
今天我们不知不觉的已经落在魔鬼撒旦做我们的父的手里面。
So unwittingly today we have fallen into the state in which Satan is your father.
今天地上的道德水准已经给魔鬼撒旦弄得不清不楚，不黑不白，都是灰色地带。
So today's moral standard has become this a gray area, ambiguous area.
圣经告诉我们说，是就是，不是就不，就是不是。如果有多说的，就是出于那恶者。
But the Bible says that yes be yes, no be no. Anything more that is from the devil.
但是今天我们看到人已经落到。黑暗的里面。
So today we see that men have already fallen into the realm of darkness.
但圣经里面说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
And the Bible teaches that death is appointed to every man, and after that, judgment.
所以圣经里面告诉我们。
So the Bible teaches us.
有神。
There is God.
所以他们一开始。圣经一打开，他没有在这里说，我是有一位真神。
So once you open the Bible, you know that the Bible says there is the true God. The Bible does not say that there is true God.
他一开始他就宣告，起初神创造天地。
Instead, the Bible in the very beginning says, "In the beginning, God created heavens and earth."
他在这里宣告。
Here God declares.
在罗马书第一章第十九二十节告诉我们。
And here, as we read in Romans 1:19-20,
说神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。谁是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得。叫人无可推诿。
Romans 1:19, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
今天不需要你我给他做什么证明，做什么实验。
Today, we really do not need any experiments or any testimony. Because God has already declared. He has created the heaven and earth, and whatever may be known of Him is manifest in you.
虽然是眼睛看不到,
Even though you cannot see it visibly.
但是借着他所造之物就叫可以知道, 无可推诿。
But through all the creation that people have no excuse.
所以有神是一个事实。
Therefore, there is God, and this is a fact.
世人都犯了罪也是一个事实。
So is the fact that all sin.
你看你里面有没有污秽?
Look at yourself within you. Is there any filthiness? Is there any greed?
你看你里面有没有妒忌?
Is there envy within you?
当你在那里孝顺父母的时候，你做稍微好一点，你马上就发现别人如何的不孝，这是岂有此理。
Once you honor your parents doing something good, and right away you turn around, you condemn others not doing the same thing, and telling that this is ridiculous.
当你做一件好事的时候，你马上就发现某某人啊，真是不行啊。
When you're doing good right away, you will realize, oh, so-and-so is not doing as good.
从小孩子时候，没有人叫你说谎话。
Since you're young, nobody has taught you to lie.
没有人叫你妒忌。
Nobody has taught you to be jealous.
从里面就出来。
However, all these things come from within you.
告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪。
And this is why the Bible teaches that all sinned.
而且圣经告诉我们，按照定命，人人都有一死。这件事情我不需要多讲。
And also the Bible says it's destined for man to die once. I don't need to talk more on this.
不管你多么有办法，多么有智慧，你还是要死。
No matter how resourceful or wise you may be, you still die.
但是最重要的还有一件，就是死后且有审判。
But something even more crucial than this is that after you die, there is judgment.
因为中英文这个字很好，叫 judgment， 审判是 judgment。如果没有 judgment， 就没有 just； 如果没有审判，就没有公义。
Because without judgment, there is no justice.
所以审判这个字是从just 这个字来的。
Therefore, judgment, this word comes from justice.
所以神是公义的神。
And God is the just God.
所以当保罗来传福音的时候。
When Paul came to preach the gospel.
所以我在你们当中不是用智慧微软的话，我乃是用圣灵跟大能的名证。
Among you, when I preach, I'm not using the persuasive word of human wisdom, but simply demonstrate God's power and His wisdom.
在哥林多前书第二章第二节是一个非常重要的一句话。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2 is such an important verse.
他说我在你们当中不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul said that I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
为什么他说我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督钉他钉十字架。
Why did Paul say that he did not know anything else except Jesus Christ and him crucified?
因为如果没有基督并他钉十字架，我们这些人就没有办法来解决我们的问题。
Because if Jesus were not crucified, none of us would have had resources to solve our problem.
如果耶稣基督没有为人类钉十字架，我们怎么面对审判呢？
If Jesus were not crucified for man, how could we face judgment?
因为圣经里面说，若不流血罪不得赦免。
Because the Bible teaches that without shedding the blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
圣经里面告诉我们说，罪的工价就是死。
It also teaches that the wage of sin is death.
这个死是永远的灭亡。
And this death is eternal perishing.
他是公义的神，他要按照他的公义来审判。
God being just God.Has to judge the world according to his justice.
所以当保罗要传福音的时候
，So when Paul began to preach the gospel,
他说我不能够讲别的。
I cannot, he said, I cannot talk anything else, and I knew nothing else.
我知道一件事
，The only thing I knew,
耶稣基督并他钉十字架
is that Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
这位公义的神爱世上每一个人，包括你跟我。
A very just God loved everyone in the world, including you and me.
他爱年轻的，也爱年长。
He loved the young, he loved the old.
他爱我们。
He loved us.
但是他是公义的神。
But being just.
他爱世人，但他恨恶罪恶。
Even though he loved the whole world, but he hated the evil.
他要按照我们所行的跟我们所做的来报应我们。
According to our work and according to our doing, he's gonna pay back.
我们没有办法面对这位永审判的神，我们只能够说没有神，没有神。
And there's no way we can face this God who's our judges. And all we could say is, oh, there's no God. There's no God.
约翰福音三章十六节是圣经里面 一节伟大的圣经。
Now, John 3:16 is one of the greatest verses in the Bible.
他说神爱世人。
It says, for God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Even he gave his only begotten son to them.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
罗马书三章二十三到二十六节告诉我们。
And here as we read Romans 3:23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Jesus Christ, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed.
神设立耶稣基督做挽回祭。
Now here God set forth Jesus Christ as a propitiation.
一方面若不流血，罪不得赦免。
On the one hand, without shedding the blood, there is no remission of sin.
所以耶稣基督就成为你我代罪的羔羊。
Therefore, Jesus Christ has become the slain the lamb, the scope of lamb that for you and me.
成为历世历代所有人代罪的羔羊。
Now he has become the very scapegoat throughout all the generations.
挽回祭，祭是什么？
Now,This propitiation, what is this, this offering?
在旧约当人犯罪的时候，带一个祭牲带到神的跟前。
Now in Old Testament, if you committed sins, you have to bring this sacrifice animal before God.
然后你按手在祭牲的头上。
Then you lay your hand on this animal.
表明你跟他联合。
Indicating that you're now united with it.
当祭牲被杀，流血之后
，When the animal was killed, shedding its blood,
你的罪就得着赦免。
Then your sins were covered.
难道人能够凭牛羊的血罪得赦免吗
？But however, by the blood of oxen or goats, could our sins be forgiven?
这不过是个预表。
This is simply a type.
这些的祭牲都是指着将来。就是两千年前为我们流血舍命耶稣基督，他是那个 perfect sacrifice， 他是那个完美的祭牲来说的。
Now all these animals to be sacrificed simply pointed to the Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. He is the perfect sacrifice.
是凭着耶稣的血。
That is by the blood of Jesus.
还有一个条件。
Now here we have to have another condition.
借着人的信。
That is by man's faith.
你要相信，你要接受。
Simply saying you have to believe, you have to receive.
然后就显明神的义。
And this will demonstrate God's righteousness.
然后他用忍耐的心宽容你所犯的一切罪。
Because in God's forbearance, He has passed over all the sins you've committed.
说好在今时显明他的义，使人知道自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
In this way, God demonstrates that at the present time that He is righteous and that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
我在想义这个字，中文上面是一个羊，下面是一个我。
Now let me say this again in Chinese.Righteousness, this character is composed of two parts. The top part is a lamb. The bottom part is I.
当你有了羔羊的血的时候，
when you,
神就称你为义。
When you have the blood of the Lamb, then God justified you.
我们的信仰，我们的救恩是根据相信耶稣基督做你代罪的羔羊。
So our belief and our salvation simply is that you believe in Jesus Christ and He is the substitutionary lamb for you.
如果你说你无罪，
But if you say you have no sin,
你便是自欺，真理不在你心里。
You're deceiving yourself and this truth is not in you.
承认自己的罪，
However,
神是信实的，是公义的。
If you confess your sins, God is just and faithful.
必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的。
He will forgive our sins and cleanses all our unrighteousness.
他为我们的罪做个挽回祭。
Now Jesus for our sins has become this
propitiation.
Not only just for you and me, but for the whole world.
这是福音。
And this is the good news.
这是智慧的话。
This is the word of wisdom.
所以保罗说我不用人那些智慧委婉的话。
That's why Paul said I do not use the persuasive word of human wisdom. 我是圣
灵和神大能的名证。
But simply by the power and the glory of God.
当我传福音的时候，我不知道别的，我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So Paul said when I preach the gospel, I know nothing else except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
你知道耶稣基督为你钉十字架了吗？
Do you know Jesus Christ was crucified for you?
按着定命，人人都有一死，这是一个事实。
It's appointed for man to die once. This is a fact.
死后且有审判，也是一个事实。
And after that judgment, which is also a fact.
罪所带来的审判就是永远的灭亡。
This judgment, which is brought in by sin, is eternal destruction.
撒旦魔鬼是说谎之人的父，他要把人带到与他一同的命运，到灭亡的火湖里面去。
Now Satan and devil is the father of liars, and he wants to bring everyone with him together into his final destination, which is the lake of fire.
但是今天神呼召你跟我。
But today God is calling you and me.
叫我们脱离死亡，脱离沉沦。
He wants to deliver us from death, from destruction.
让我们接受耶稣做你我个人的救主。
As long as we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
叫审判的日子我们可以站立得住，因为我们有羔羊的血。
So on the day of judgment, we could still stand tall because we have the blood of the Lamb.
因为我们有羔羊的血，神就说我们这个人对了，被称义。
And because we have this blood of the Lamb, God could say, you're righteous, you're a right person before me.
这是福音。
And this is the gospel.
这是智慧的话。
This is the word of wisdom.
这是我们每人都需要的。
And this is something we everyone needs.
但是今天在座的每一位。
I wish that every single one sitting here now.
我们都因着耶稣基督做了挽回祭，我们就相信，我们就接受。
Believe him, receive him, because he has become the propitiation for you and me.
这个是人跟神恢复关系的唯一的路。
And this is the only pathway through which you could restore the relationship between God and you.
所以圣经里面说，除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，你们可以靠着得救。
That's why the Bible says salvation is found in no other, and there is no other name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved.
在我们当中年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们可能听过福音很多次。
Now, young people sitting here, you probably have heard the gospel so many times.
在我们当中年长的，有人也听过很多次，也有人可能是第一次听。
And maybe among the elderly, the adults, some of you might have heard the gospel quite a while.
但是耶稣基督的福音是给万民的，给所有人的。
Even though this is the first time you hear of the gospel, but the Jesus Christ gospel is for all nations, for all people.
是给年轻人的，也给年长的，是给中外全世界普世人的。
The good tidings is for the young, for the old, and for everyone in the face of the whole world, for every nation. As long as you believe,
只要你接受,
as long as you receive Him,
神赦罪的恩典就给你。
God's forgiving grace will be granted to you.
你就能够与神和好。
You will be reconciled to God.
你若认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Knowing God, and then you will receive the peace and the blessing that come to you.
愿在座的每一位今天晚上。
May each one of you sitting here tonight.
我们都有把握面对将来的审判。
All have this assurance that you will be able to face the very judgment that is to come.
我虽然犯了罪。
Even though I have sinned.
我虽然有一些事情我应该做的我没有做我亏欠了人。
Now, although there are things I'm supposed to do, but I didn't do it, and I have wronged people.
可能我做一些事我没有脸见我的父母没有脸见我的妻子我的丈夫。
Maybe I have committed certain things that I'm so ashamed to face my spouse, my parents, or my friends.
神说你若认你自己的罪。
However, the Bible teaches that as long as you confess your sins,
神是信实的,
God is faithful,
是公义的,
He is just,
必赦免我们的罪,
He will forgive your sins, cleanse all your unrighteousness.
愿意今天赦罪的恩典, 永生归给你。
May today the grace of forgiveness and this eternal life will be yours.
因为神说, 神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子耶稣赐给你们。叫一切信耶稣的不至灭亡，反而得到永远的生命。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这是福音。
And this is the good tidings.
是神给每一个人的。
The very good news is given to everyone.
愿你接受。
May you please receive it.
你就得到神的祝福。
Then you will receive God's blessing. Shall we pray?
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
这福音就是你的大能要救一切相信的
The gospel is the power of yours to save everyone who believes.
今天我们在座有很多位
Today among us sitting here, there are so many.
如果你没有把握你已经得救的
All of you who are not sure that you're saved.
愿意你打开你的心
May you open wide your heart.
你愿意相信耶稣基督做你的救主
Willing to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
如果你我们当中有这样的人
If there are people like this,
我愿意为你祷告
I'm willing to pray for you.
但是你在神面前要有一个愿意的心
Before God, you have to have this heart of willingness.
如果你愿意接受耶稣做救主
If you're willing to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior,
我为你祷告
If you're willing that, we pray for you.
请你在座位上把他的手举一下，向神做一个表示。
Now, would you please just raise your hand and just show this to God?
把你的手举一下，向神做一个表示，我们一起祷告。
Raise your hand as you see as an indication to God.
感谢主，感谢主。
Raise your hand, put it down. Thank you, the Lord.
感谢主，
praise the Lord.
感谢主，
praise the Lord.
感谢主，
praise the Lord.
感谢主。还有没有？感谢主，举手放下。
Praise the Lord.
还有没有？感谢主。
Lower your hand now.
感谢主。
Anybody else? Praise the Lord.
还有没有
？Anybody else?
我们每个人都需要耶稣。
Everyone of us needs Jesus.
你不是给我看。
You're not showing your hand to me.
你是做一个愿意接受神赦罪恩典的一个表示。
It's simply an indication that you are willing to receive the grace of God's forgiveness.
你是愿意接受神的福音。
You're willing to receive His gospel.
你是知道如今是什么日子。
And you're the one who knows the time of today.
因为主来的日子已经近了。
Because the Lord is coming soon.
我们在地上，我们对自己的生命前途也没有把握。
On earth, we really have no assurance about our fate, our future.
我们愿意把自己交在主的手。
But we're willing to commit ourselves to His hand.
如果我们当中还有人愿意表示的，我最后一个机会，请你把手举一下，为你祷告。
This is my last calling among us. If anybody is willing to raise your hand, simply give this indication.
还有没有？感谢主。
Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Anybody?
还有没有
？Anybody else?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们在这里把你的福音传讲出去。
Here we have declared your gospel.
我们感谢你，这福音就是你的大能，要救一切相信。
We give thanks to you because this gospel is the power of God to save those who believe.
在座有许多年轻人，也有年长的，愿意接受耶稣做他们的救主。
Today, many young and old among in our midst are willing to receive you as their savior.
我们把他们交在主的手中。
We simply commit them into your hands.
求你按着你的信实赦免他们的罪。
Now forgive their sins according to your faithfulness.
让耶稣基督的宝血洗净他们一切的不义。
So the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ would cleanse all their unrighteousness.
你把他们的名字写在羔羊生命册上。
You have now recorded their names on the book of the Lamb.
你也保守他们的信心。
And also, Lord, keep their faith.
帮助他们走前面的道路。
Uphold them to help them walk the race set before them.
你祝福他们向着你的心智。
Bless their mind and heart that's being directed towards you.
加添他们的力量。
Strengthen their power.
引导他们一生走义路。
Leading them all their life in your righteous way.
愿你的平安、喜乐、永生赏给他们。
Give them your peace, your joy, your everlasting life.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
And to you we give all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.